Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and on today's program, we have two of the experts from 21st Century Rehab joining us to talk about Parkinson's disease and some treatments and support available for those who suffer from Parkinson's disease. Before we get started, I do have a few announcements that I would like to share. We had a great turnout for the community Easter egg hunt last Saturday. We had just wonderful support with our Easter egg hunts. We had live animals, lots going on. Even though it was a chilly morning, we certainly appreciate everyone coming out to support the event. I do want to give a thank you to all of our sponsors, Van Deest Medical Center Foundation, Wilson Brewer Park Foundation Board, Trinity Lutheran Church, in addition to the Cat Hut, Sierra's Balloon Creations, Rue Piper Farms, A Counting Parrot, Casey Nielsen, The Auction House 515 Realty, North Star Egg Construction, Country Twist Boutique, The Trash Man, Asbury United Methodist Church, and Janetta Brennan with Weichert Realtors Miller & Clark Agency. Again, a big thank you to all of our sponsors who helped to make the community Easter egg hunt a huge success. And in other news, our April SALT meeting is tomorrow. The benefits of eating 30 different plant foods in a week is the program topic for the April Seniors and Law Enforcement Together meeting. The acronym for that is SALT. The meeting will be held in the clinic boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center. It will begin at 9:00 in the morning. We start with refreshments. We have staff that will provide free blood pressure checks. The meeting gets underway at 9:30 with announcements from local law enforcement officials and area agencies, as well as upcoming events from around Hamilton County. Christy Zweifel, the dietitian at Van Deest Medical Center, will be the program presenter, and she will be sharing how eating 30 different plants in a week will benefit your gut health by boosting the immune system, reducing inflammation, increasing fiber, and lowering your cancer risk. I have heard the program. It is a terrific program. You will not want to miss. I do want to mention SALT meetings are free and open to the public. We hold the meetings every other month at different locations throughout Hamilton County. So again, plan to join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 9:00 in the clinic boardroom. And then also, I do want to give another plug for Better Choices, Better Health. We are offering this program once again this spring. It's starting this month in April. It's Iowa's Chronic Disease Self-Management Program. It is a free, interactive, 6-week workshop series that will meet on Thursdays beginning April 9th and run through May 14th from 9:30 in the morning until 12:00 noon. This session this spring will be held at Trinity Lutheran Church in Ellsworth. Each session is led by 2 certified instructors. The program is designed to help participants gain confidence and take charge of their health. The program will cover practical tools to manage ongoing health conditions while staying active. There will be healthy snacks provided at each session. We do encourage registration. If you would like to register or if you have questions, you can contact Ashley Buback. She is one of the health coaches in the Webster City Clinic. Her phone number is 515-832-7885. Or you can email Ashley at abubeck@vandeestmc.org. And then lastly, this is a great opportunity for some of our graduates who might be interested in pursuing a career in healthcare. The Van Deest Medical Center Auxiliary is offering 6 $1,000 scholarships to 2026 high school graduates wishing to pursue a career in healthcare. Individuals going back to further their education in the healthcare field will also be considered. Applicants must be a resident of Hamilton County or a graduate from any of the high schools within Hamilton County, currently working or have a parent working at Van Deese Medical Center at the time of the award. The application forms are available at each of the high schools, and we also have the application available online to print from our website. Go to vandeestmc.org. The deadline for the application form is April 15th, so you'll want to get those applications in very soon. And with that, we are ready to start into our program. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. We are going to be discussing a successful treatment approach for patients with Parkinson's disease and how rehabilitative therapy supports those with Parkinson's disease and helps them perform the activities of daily living. Here to join us for the program, we have occupational therapist Diana Raska and physical therapist Edison Weig with 21st Century Rehab. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being on the program today. I think we'll start with just kind of some brief introductions. If each of you would share with listeners a little bit about yourself and your role.
I'm Diana Raska. Been an occupational therapist for 10 years, this whole time working for 21st Century Rehab. I worked here and also our location in Hampton. And I became a LSVT Big Certified Therapist about 7 years ago. And I'm also a certified aging in place therapist. So I also help people with like resources for aging and promoting independence and then also home safety. And I had, like with my LSVT Big experience, I first learned about it when I was a student at a clinical experience at On With Life in Ankeny, and they have a very good program down there. And so I just wanted to take that knowledge, and I just felt there was a need in rural areas for that. And I have multiple family members that have been diagnosed with Parkinson's since then, and then also, you know, at that time, I had one family member that was diagnosed, and then also a friend of our family that was really close, and he was diagnosed with a young onset of Parkinson's, like in his early 40s. So seeing that, and then also then just seeing the results that they got down there, it was just something I really wanted to start and grow here. And so it's been really good to see that happen. And so as part of an occupational therapist, we help with your movement and also fine motor skills and just to be able to complete those daily activities. So, and that can be anything, you know, basic as dressing and doing your basic grooming and hygiene, which some people through the program, you know, have talked about, you know, difficulty putting their makeup on or, you know, washing their hands, standing at the sink and doing that. So, So that's like the OT part, you know, that we really get into the function piece of it. And so I feel like that's the biggest role as the occupational therapist, improving that independence. So.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
How about you, Edison?
Yeah. So if you guys don't know me, my name is Edison Weig. And so I'm one of the newer physical therapists here at Van Deese Medical Center. And so I started here back in July, and so I got my certification at LSVT Big back in August. How I got kind of introduced to LSVT program myself was back when I was a student at Clark University, and my first patient ever during my practicum experience was a Parkinson's patient, so had a lot of early exposure to that. And then even on my first clinical experience up in Lancaster, Wisconsin, at Grant Regional Health Center, my clinical instructor was an LSVT certified therapist. And so, you know, I always had a joy and a passion for the LSVT Big program. And I knew it was something that I wanted to tackle as soon as I got out of school in whatever capacity it was, whether it was inpatient or outpatient. Obviously, I've only been out of school just for a few months now, and I've only worked here in Webster Cities, but being from the Nevada area originally, I've always had a joy for that rural style of care. I think that's something me and Diana offer, you know, is that personalized experience being in the inpatient and outpatient side of things. We get that total exposure, and that's a lot of the time where we first meet you guys, is whether it's in the hospital or in the clinic. It's kind of that first introduction, and that's really nice for us as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, from my role as a physical therapist, you know, we're a functional movement specialist. So that means when you guys come to see us, my job is to identify those functional movement patterns that are limiting your return to function, basically. And so we use, as physical therapists, we use whether that's special test or functional screening. We go through the process and identify, hey, what is the root cause of what's affecting you from getting back to what you want to do, and then establishing those short-term and long-term goals in terms of getting you back to what you want to do, and making it an encompassing process of how we get there. But yeah.
Terrific. Thank you for sharing. And I am so thrilled that you're both certified in this program. I'm thrilled that we're able to offer that, like you said, here at our hospital in the rural areas. I think everyone knows someone that has Parkinson's disease. We've seen patients go through the program. We're going to be talking about some of the successes that the two of you have seen, but we'll see them. We'll see the patients in our hospital and walking through the hallways, and we give them encouragement whenever we can. And so just to be talking about it, sharing it with our listeners, because you may know someone that has Parkinson's disease and didn't realize this program was available. So great time to be talking about it. With it being Parkinson's Awareness Month, let's do just briefly talk about the disease. What is it, and what are some of the critical issues people with Parkinson's encounter?
Right. So this is Parkinson's is a neurological disease that usually starts with the substantia nigra. That's the portion of our brain that produces dopamine. And so a lot of people, when they think of dopamine, and they think the reward system, right?
Right.
And then getting that immediately relief, that affects so much of our brain. It's not just, you know, the reward system. It's how our muscle tone is, our coordination. So when physical therapy, you know, when I was in school, we learned this acronym called TRAP. And so it stands for tremors. That's the T. Mm-hmm. The R is rigidity. The A is akinesia. And P is for postural instability. So those are the four main cardinal signs that you'll see if you do have Parkinson's. There's obviously a process that you would go through to identify if you did have any of those things, to identify if you do have that possibility of having the disease. And the dopamine being affected, you know, there's a number of treatments, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, that we can get there. But LSVT-BIG, you know, it helps address all those kind of key symptoms that you do see. So yeah, those are the main things that you'll see if you do have Parkinson's. And you know, that's the point of LSVT-BIG, is to address those symptoms and get you back to where you were doing before, you know, as close to it as possible. Yeah.
Thank you, Edison. Now, I appreciate you sharing that. I might have you just unpack those a little bit more.
Okay.
T being for tremors, which I think people do know about that, the shaking. R, the rigidity. Maybe talk about each of those so that those that are listening can understand a little bit more like what those symptoms might look like.
Okay. So yeah. So when talking about Parkinson's, you know, there's cardinal signs. So it stands for TRAP. So I'll kind of talk about each one and kind of go into more depth with that. So T stands for tremors, and so a lot of times what you'll see is at rest, you'll have those kind of resting tremors. You know, there are different types of tremors out there. There's intention tremors versus resting tremors. So these would be ones you would see more at rest. You know, they'd be kind of consistent. And then there's different types of dyskinesia. You know, there's rhythm patterns, there's chorea. Those are different. Those are unrelated to Parkinson's. So at rest, that's when you'll see your tremors, right? So those are the main things that we look out for when we're looking for identifying those Parkinson's type symptoms. And then going on to rigidity, you know, there's different types of rigidity out there, obviously. And so the two that we look for when looking for Parkinson's type symptoms is that catch and release. We call that cogwheel rigidity. And then there's also lead pipe rigidity. And those are kind of consistent rigidity throughout movement. So there's special tests that we do when we test out your range of motion to help identify which type you may have, right? Mm-hmm. If we do see that, you know, because oftentimes that can get mistaken for something like a frozen shoulder and everything like that. So that is our job, kind of differentiate between it being from a neurological mm-hmm. cause versus being a musculoskeletal cause, right? And then additionally, there's like akinesia. So akinesia means abnormal movement, right?
Okay.
So abnormal, kinesia means movement, right? So a lot of the times you'll see with Parkinson's is bradykinesia. That means slow movement. Mm-hmm. So you'll see, we'll have things called like fascinating gait pattern. That means maybe they have an increased cadence, they have an increased walking path, but they're not taking as big of steps. So those are the main things we look out for, because that can lead to an increased fall risk, right?
Right.
So those are obviously things we want to address, and that's some of the things that we see really good results with, right, Diana? Mm-hmm. Is with the LSVT big program, is increasing that step length, because that's such a crucial part of gait, right? And then the final one is postural instability, you know, standing or up, mm-hmm. upright, erect,
broadened our shoulders.
Right, absolutely. But, you know, that not only affects, you know, how you walk every day, but it affects how you breathe, how you act, how willing you are to be moving around in your community, right? So that's another thing that we also look out for when we look at Parkinson's.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to go through those and explain that for me, for our listeners. So while there is no cure for Parkinson's, there are medications and other interventions and some that we've talked about already and we're going to get into further, which have been proven to be effective for these symptoms. So what types of therapy and interventions do each of you provide for those who may suffer from Parkinson's disease?
Yeah, and so, and I'll let Edison kind of talk about like the gait, because a lot of the time, I mean, we both kind of, we do this protocol, like for the LSVT big program, but as an occupational therapist, I will then bring in more of those functional tasks to do, and I kind of touched on that a little bit at the beginning. With the LSVT big program, with that approach, it is a high intensity program, and it's a lot kind of like you were talking about medication mm-hmm. before, like with the dosage, you know, it's like the dosage, we have like intensity involved with it, and we have a protocol. So with repetition, it's the same exercises over and over, you know, to get that, to carve those new pathways and to recalibrate the brain and the systems and the movement. And then we also add on to that functional tasks like sit to stance, and we make those big movements. We also do incorporate the big walking, so bigger arm swing, because a lot of the times, like, you have a smaller and slower arm swing, like Edison mentioned, your movements are affected. So sometimes with my patients, I describe it as Parkinson's, it's like it's got control of your brain, you know. Mm-hmm. It makes you think small, mm-hmm. slow. And so we want to recalibrate and think big. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes that doesn't feel normal to a person, because Parkinson's has made small movements feel normal. Mm-hmm. And so then they're really like, oh, I'm just moving so big, you know.
It feels to like, them like
yeah,
they are.
This feels off. Mm-hmm. But it really just retraining that brain, and that creates the normal movements. You can add to that if you'd like to on the gait and stuff.
I mean, obviously, you know, like we already kind of touched on the fascinating gait, you know, that mm-hmm. decreased step length. And so those are the things that we like to address. And so oftentimes we'll use a number of different interventions, especially mm-hmm. within the protocol. Mm-hmm. We have the big walking, so I'll integrate using railing, so that way you kind of get a tactile, you get some sort of sensation involved, so that way, hey, you know, I know it feels awkward, but, you know, I have that cue for this is where it should be, where this is how much movement I should integrate into it, right? Or sometimes I'll use like auditory cues, right? I'll use a metronome to kind of build a rhythm, right? Mm-hmm. So it gets you back to being, feeling like it's more, you know, subconscious for anything, actively thinking about that. And that's a lot of the struggle to begin with originally with the program is everything feels very awkward to them. You know, it's because they've kind of, their brains learned, I'm not used to doing these bigger movements again, right? But luckily, we're very adaptable people, right? No matter what, you know, our body's smart and it'll work around that, right? It's sometimes it takes something like physical therapist or an occupational therapist to identify and show you, hey, we are not where we used to be, right? This is these are the things that we need to do to get you back to doing what you wanted to do in the past, and to avoid, you know, situations like where you, when you're taking less of a step length, you can be at a higher fall risk, right? So trying to reduce those risks, right?
Absolutely. And with the exercise, that protocol, it's like you're asking, you know, like regarding medications and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you have your medications, but like the exercise program and the movement, that helps slow the progression. Because, you know, you could just have medications, but then, you know, it's going to progress faster than it would if, let's add into this program, exercise program, get that full circle. I kind of, I'll always talk to my patients too about like, this is actually good for everybody. You know, like you take on like exercise is good for everybody, right?
It is.
Walking programs, great for everybody. And so that's going to slow the process of aging in general, but it really slows the progression of Parkinson's. So it's so important. And sometimes people get diagnosed, they go to the neurologist, and then they walk out of there. And sometimes it's like, now what? Now what do I do? I just heard Parkinson's and I didn't absorb anything else that was told to me in that, you know, office visit. So now what do I do? So having a program like us, we spend time with you. We're, you know, that our program, which we'll talk about the protocol a little bit here later, but it's, like I said, it's an intense program where we're with you multiple times a week for weeks on end. And so then we can answer those questions, provide those resources, and, you know, give you more education. And sometimes there's tears, sometimes there's anxiety in those sessions, but it's okay because that's, you know, that's part of what we're there for also.
So, it's all part of it.
Yeah.
And as both of you were sharing, you know, I couldn't help but think of, you can visualize, you know, a person that has Parkinson's, and yes, it's almost like their world has just, it's just almost shrunk and gotten smaller. And you just want to open that up so big. And to the patient, they may be, it feels normal to them. So maybe until they see like their, how they're moving. I mean, I don't know if sometimes you even use video to show them.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's,
and it's great.
Integrated into our evaluation, our treatment. You know, that's a big role in the LSVT big program. That's actually part of the protocol, is taking a video of them, showing them where they are at, because you know the issues that they're experiencing, they're not unique to just the disease. You know, everybody probably suffers from a little bit of postural instability or something like that. We all feel stiff sometimes, right? So
it's
those are not unique issues, and a lot of times I'll incorporate some of the treatment that I do with Parkinson's and my other patients, like strokes or, you know, people that are suffer from like a rotator cuff injury, just to get them moving, because a lot of it is coordination, right? We don't just use one muscle group, we use all the muscle groups to move around. So, and it's kind of cool to see how we can integrate just a protocol that's specific to one group to everything
else,
right?
To others.
Very much. That's I've also used it with people that have had stroke and stuff. So, yeah, because it's a program that's made for people with Parkinson's disease and other neurological conditions. So, yeah, so if you are post-stroke, you know, and you're kind of like, I need something to give me a boost, you could also get a order and just come see us for that as well. And that would help your function and mobility improve.
So if someone did experience a stroke, are they, could they be a participant for
If it's
LSVT
appropriate, and we could see them for an eval and
okay,
yeah, and go through the program if we felt like that would be beneficial for them. And it's good too, because all stages of the disease or levels of ability, they have exercises where we can do it, like I call it independent, so you're not holding on to anything for support. You have adaptive, so you might hold on to a chair or a counter while you do your exercises. You can do them in sitting, or you can do them even in supine, which is laying on the bed. Yeah, so, which is great. So you can do it at all levels. You know, we encourage if somebody has a caregiver or a significant other or a friend to come to some sessions, so then they also know the exercises
And are familiar with those.
Yeah, and then kind of helps to have somebody to help support you in that. While there's a protocol with the standard exercises, we adjust to ability, and then also it's so individualized then. Because then we sit down with you, see what activities you're having difficulty with or not having difficulty, and you just want to make sure you keep doing those things. Like I had a person who had difficulty getting, they loved going to this restaurant, but they had difficulty getting in and out of the booth. And this restaurant pretty much just had booths. So that ended up being a hierarchy task. So we just broke down that step. I mean, and there's a lot to go to the restaurant. And if you have Parkinson's, sometimes you have more people, there's tighter spaces, you get anxious, you get stressed. And so if you have that tremor, you know, you might be more, you know, that might kick in more because of that stress increases it. So to have them more confident, like opening the door, walking through an aisle of the chairs, sitting into the booth, scooting into the booth. Mm-hmm. And then eating, because that's a part of it too. Like a lot of people feel just insecure about, you know,
eating
feeding
in front of
and
others.
Just a tremor with feeding. Yeah. And so we kind of address that. And then you have to leave. So then we have to scoot out of the booth. We have to stand up from the booth and then, you know, walk. Maybe we have to take our tray back to, you know, dispose of the items on the tray. So the hierarchy task is taking all those steps and adding to it and practicing and practicing and practicing.
Well, I know that we have seen some terrific results from the program. Any examples, brief examples, either one of you would like to share?
Well, like that one that I just said, I'll just add on that that person did end up going out with friends and continued to go to that restaurant, which was awesome.
It was,
and so, yeah, and they did that during the treatment plan, but that's one of my favorites. And then we talked about the eye makeup thing. Oh, I touched on that at the very beginning when I introduced myself, but just being a person that I do wear mascara, you know, so helping somebody feel confident standing at the sink when they're used to wearing mascara, because that's a part of who they are. And then they think, I can't do this anymore. And so it just makes them feel better. So being able to help them to be able to still do that.
So that they feel like they can
really
go
good
out in public and
completely
understand that.
So it's just like sometimes you just feel better when you know.
One of the people that I have worked with, you know, when she would go out in the community, she'd use the purse on that side that was affected, right? So oftentimes you'll see Parkinson's, it starts on one side and then progresses to both sides, right? That's what we'll see first. And so what this specific person would do is have the purse on one side, and so, and then that would be their way to hand, like, hey, that's how I get around it, right? But we had we had worked on it inside the clinic, you know, having the purse on the opposite side, working on that arm swing. So we started off with railing, then we used some cadence things with the metronome, and we got it to a point where she felt like she didn't even need a purse, you know, if she wanted to, she would carry it on the opposite side. And so those are the rewarding things that we see as therapists, is kind of combating and facing those fears that those people can have in those social situations.
There's so many stories, and it's so fun, and they'll keep being more stories.
You're right, absolutely.
So great. Well, I do want to mention too that we offer a support group for people with Parkinson's disease and their caregivers. So maybe share briefly a little bit about this support group.
Yeah, so we have a support group we offer every third Tuesday of the month from 11 to noon at the hospital conference room. It's for people with Parkinson's and their caregivers. It could be a spouse, it can be a friend. You can bring anybody there, or if you just want to learn a little bit more about it because you know somebody who's impacted by Parkinson's, you're welcome to attend. And we just go over different educational topics every month. Sometimes we might have a speaker, watch some videos videos, also get them in touch with resources within the community or nearby, and then just to have them come and support one another is so good, because sometimes you just feel so alone in that whole process. And so just creating those connections has been good.
Sounds great. Diana and Edison, I want to thank you both for being on the program today. They're two of our terrific therapists with 21st Century Rehab here at Van Deese Medical Center. Again, their department is located right inside the main entrance that faces to the west, across from the gift shop. If you have questions, you can call their department at 832-7735. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.